Last spring, the Urban Institute released its survey of 3,400 immigrant families in New York and Los Angeles. It found that a third of all immigrant families in L.A., and close to that percentage in New York City, were what they called food insecure. That is, their food supply was uncertain, and they often had to trade off between food and rent and other expenses. 10% of those immigrant families were experiencing moderate hunger as well. NPR's Margot Adler reports now that this winter, the situation may well be worse.
The New York City Coalition Against Hunger, which represents more than 1,000 food pantries and kitchens in New York City, says more than two-thirds of these organizations are feeding more immigrants than ever before. That makes sense since in 1996, 500,000 legal immigrants were cut out of the food stamp program as a part of welfare reform. The Farm Bill, passed this summer, has provisions to make many of those immigrants eligible again, but not until April. Meanwhile, here in New York City, the number of people going to food pantries has increased 45% in the past 2 years, a figure which began to rise well before September 11th.
This is a Dominican dish, so it's different.
Maria Abreu is from the Dominican Republic. She is cooking dinner in her apartment in East Harlem while her three children do homework.
We cook the meat first, then we add the rice on.
Abreu's husband is Pakistani. Although the family faith is Islam, the house is ecumenical with a dancing Santa and holiday decorations. Abreu started volunteering at the Yorkville food pantry after a crisis left her family in need. Her husband's clothing store went belly up.
Business got real slow. You know, the store had to be closed, so it was hard. We didn't have, like, no income, and by January, we were, like, completely drained out.
Had you run out of food, actually, and everything?
Yes. At that time, yes.
Now she has a part-time job with the food pantry, and things are on the upswing. She says most of the people waiting patiently online are in real need.
A lot of the people, the kids, it's raining or it's cold or any weather, they be there. And you would not do that unless you really need the help.
Maria is a citizen. Eva Maldonado is not. She has come to the West Side Campaign Against Hunger, a food pantry that is set up like a supermarket in a church on the Upper West Side. The West Side Campaign Against Hunger serves about 8,000 families with food for 3 days a month. Each person gets a card with a number of points for how much food they can take. Johanna Solano, a social worker, translates for Eva Maldonado.
Entré por Texas, pero ya estoy sequita. Entré de mojada, pero ya estoy seca.
She says, I came like a wetback, but now I'm fine.
She says she's a seamstress who does piecework from her apartment, where she lives with her three sons and their children.
It had started happening about 3 years ago after recession, unemployment, and just basically I couldn't get the same kind of jobs. And I was, you know, really, really embarrassed at first about the whole idea of coming to a food pantry or asking for help, like food stamps. So coming here allowed me to volunteer, of which kind of took that away and gave me my pride back, because it's a supermarket free for the people.
We are used to images of children in developing countries with distended bellies from malnutrition. But hunger in this country is often described as food insecurity, the juggling people do, foregoing food to pay rent or medical expenses. According to Joel Berg, the executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, these people, like Maldonado, are mostly the working poor.
More than a third of the people going to pantries and kitchens in New York City actually live in families that have at least one worker.
In the Urban Institute study last spring, Michael Fix, director of the Institute's Immigration Studies Program, says they found that food insecurity was more closely associated with limited English than legal status or time spent in the United States. As for the bottom line,
what we found was that food insecurity and hunger rates were almost three times as high for immigrant families as they were for native-born citizen families.
There should be some improvement when legal immigrants who have been here 5 years are allowed back in the food stamp program this spring. This winter is another matter. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.